Hi, and welcome to One World Pod, broadcast directly from Reflection Island in the virtual world of Second Life. Join our group, One World Many Paths, and participate in online events. Enjoy.
There are actually branches of magic, because I've studied, as you know, I've studied various kinds of various beliefs and magical thought and magical systems and so on. There are actually magical systems that rely on using emotions in order to get to a certain place. The causal plane, by the way, is where some of them are designed to send you. The causal plane is a place where things exist before they come into physical form. And this concept is extremely old and has carried other names, but we will use causal plane because I think probably most people can accept that over them. Some of the other traditional ones. Sounds more scientific, doesn't it? Anyway, the causal plane is where things exist and take and form before they finally precipitate down here and condense into what we call solid reality. So everything starts with a concept. And who makes those concepts and who makes those plans? Well, we do. You know? We design these things. Whether we're aware of it or not, we all do. So we're constantly co-creating things and totally unaware of it, most of us. But when you have an idea in your head and you have thoughts, your thoughts are constantly making things. Now, some things never see it to fruition. You know, some things never make it actually into the physical realm. They will, but sometimes if they didn't quite have enough energy behind them, you find that they come up in a relatively minor way or in a very weak form or in perhaps something kind of inconsequential. However, the things that you've put a lot of power in will show up. If you have, for instance, put a lot of faith in Armageddon, the end of the world, and you have a lot of stock in that emotionally, that's probably going to come to you in some form. Even if it doesn't come to the rest of the world, it might seem like it is. And it's even been speculated that a lot of people have, or a lot of groups have, called their own version of Armageddon to them already by having that belief and by having that, pretty much practicing that. So, this is why I think we were done such a great disservice in my generation. I understand that we wanted people to be more aware of their actions and the consequences of their actions. But I think it was very dangerous for us to be told that we were going to die in a nuclear holocaust. Because pretty much that was the message we all got. We all got the message when I was growing up, every single one of us pretty much was told that we were going to probably die. The way the world was going to end is we were probably going to die in a nuclear holocaust. And so our bombs and our stuff, the whole thing escalated. Even though it was important for us to realize this could wipe out everything on Earth, and we have to do something about this, I think really the way it was presented very fearfully, and I guess there was no other way to do it at the time, or no way that anybody understood to do it at the time, I think possibly it proliferated it. Because the more people feeling that fear, vibrating that fear, the stronger. Now that I know, the more you vibrate a certain thing, the stronger that's going to get. Energy flowing in waves, a wave is a vibration. Feeling a certain vibration is creating something. So, the more fear we feel collectively, the more energy we're putting into whatever we're afraid of. And since when we try to hold back or run away from things, we tend to dam them up and be in them longer, then we might be creating a whole lot of problems that we don't even know we are. As a matter of fact, that's what a lot of people say, isn't it? A lot of people trying to help us say, you know, don't create that. Don't vibrate that. Don't give it power. But just saying that, you know, and I'm pretty sure we've all heard this. Don't give it any power. Don't give it your power. It sounds like typical New Age jargon. And most of us probably have no idea how to apply that. You know, I mean, just stop thinking about it. Deny that I'm worried about this. Deny that I'm afraid. That feels ungenuine. So, the grace work gives us a method by which we can stop empowering things by just letting them flow through us. So that they don't overpower us. Okay? Because if you just let it flow through you in the moment, then it just goes on and goes poof. You don't have to live with the consequences then forever. So I think probably what a lot of people try to do with their fear is they try to not feel it. They try to say, I'm not afraid, and put a smile on their face, or I'm not sad, and put a smile on their face. It's fake. It's something that I think we've got to quit lying to ourselves, because in the future we're not going to be able to do it anyway. We might as well get used to the fact that being genuine is going to be important. That doesn't mean go out and tell all your friends how ugly they look in their new outfit. That just means be aware of when you do this, what you're doing, what you're actually doing. Now, I'll get to the dream. We are in a Mercury retrograde, as you know. I'm going to discuss this briefly. And, of course, we know that the Mercury retrograde has all sorts of associations with, of course, Mercury, the planet, dealing with communication, travel, money, messages, that sort of thing. And when it goes retrograde, which it does frequently, it does 3 times a year, for about 3 weeks each, because it's a planet close to the sun and close to us, so Mercury goes retrograde quite a bit, whereas some of the outer planets will not do it so often, but they will do it for quite a long time, you know, years. So learning to deal with the Mercury retrograde is really important, because some people actually fear it. There are astrologers that will scream when you say Mercury retrograde. And that is because physical stuff, the physical aspects of that planet do end up having their problems in your life. But I find that for years now, I have been using the Mercury retrogrades to do more spiritual stuff, more non-physical sort of communication. It's very good if you're trying to do magic, if you're trying to do telepathy, if you're trying to learn something of a non-physical nature. A lot of time, if you're having a psychic fair during that time, the psychic fair goes well and people show up anyway. as long as you're not doing it strictly for money. Anything you're doing strictly for physical gain, you're probably going to have problems with. But if you are not, if it's just for the pure learning experience, or if you're just trying to increase your knowledge and so on, a lot of that can be done during Mercury retrograde. It can be even deeper and even better. And so we find that even the Mercury retrograde has a positive use if we're willing to allow it to be that way. It can be fun. You can have a lot of fun, and it really won't impact your life nearly as much if you look at it that way. And since I've been looking at it that way, I have had less things happen of the physical nature, less of the frustrating physical manifestations of it, let's say. So if you use it for what it's good for, that time, and of course some people will fight me on this and say, have fought me on this and said, it's not good for anything, it's a horrible time. Well, okay, being that, if you wish to create that. But really, there is a positive use for it. If you use it for that, you will find that after a while, it will not be as painful for you. It won't hurt you as much. And now I'm getting to the point where really the effects on me are very minimal. You know, I'm having very minimal side effects from the Mercury retrogrades these times. So, and one of my friends said, well, I think maybe what you've done is you've hit upon a way to do your work that you're supposed to be doing during the retrograde, so now it doesn't have to stop you physically to get you to do it. Because I've had this theory, I mean, as I was looking at the situation, one of the reasons maybe that the physical stuff gets so messed up is to sort of force us to pay attention to other things, to the non-physical parts of our lives. Since the physical stuff is all blown up in our face, then what is there left to focus on? So you do that, and strangely enough, you find that Mercury stops screwing up your physical stuff so much during that time. It's satisfied, in other words. It's done its purpose. It doesn't need to do anything much to you. It did mess up some plans that I had that were, and I'm kind of glad it did. I had some plans. I had made some plans with a person, but it was strictly for making some money, and I should have, and as soon as I saw the Mercury retrograde, I said, okay, probably something's going to happen here. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but something's probably going to happen that day. Who knows? You know, I just, from past experience, and certainly it did, and in a way that was so clear to me, you know. And fortunately, rain happened and it stopped me from having to spend any money or anything on it. It actually turned out to be a helpful thing. You know, it actually helped me. So, Mercury retrograde can sometimes help you. You just start thinking of it differently once again. This is a perceptual shift. I almost said something else. That sounded a bit like shift, but yeah, you know, the wonderful thing is we can change so many things to our own good just by having a different perception of it and not being afraid of it and figuring out if you are thoughtful a little bit and sit there and figure out how how this could be for the best, it could be for the best. You could definitely have fun during Mercury retrograde. A lot of fun. I had a lot of fun this time. Even though I had problems with my voice and so on and so forth in SL. It would get fixed. And I found out, possibly it made me think more about what I was going to say in the first place. So, the dreams. We're about to go out of Mercury retrograde. Now, during Mercury retrograde, one of the non-physical things that happens to me is I do tend to dream more. And stronger dreams, and also around Samhain, or Halloween, and also the vernal equinox, and also full moons. There are certain times when I seem to get more dreams. They're just more conducive. And right now, we are heading for Samhain, and we're in a Mercury retrograde. Boy, did I have some doozy dreams during this. You know, and today was a big one, and it was one of those dream-within-a-dream things. I saw my mother and my father. Oh, by the way, this is another thing that's happening. As they are both passed on, by the way. We say during Samhain, one of the reasons it was associated with spirits and ghosts and things is because what we call the veil gets thin at that time of the year. It's at its thinnest around the autumnal equinox. As a matter of fact, the equinox is by some are called the hinges of the year. That's just the way the planet works. That's part of the mechanism, so to speak. And now they're attributing this to the magnetic field. The places on the Earth where the magnetic field is particularly weak are the places where odd things happen. Okay, that's one of the factors you have in things like hauntings and so on. Basically bleed through. What is bleed through? Some people have said that's a term I use to mean, okay, we know there are other dimensions. There are spots on the Earth where there is once in a while that another reality sort of impinges itself on this one, or another dimension impinges itself on this one a little bit. And sort of like what you would think bleed through means. Basically, it bleeds through into this reality. It comes through over here to where we can see it. Wait a minute, that was weird. And it seems that when this sort of thing happens, there are some certain conditions present. One of the conditions now we find is a weak electromagnetic field occurs during certain times of the year and in certain points of the Earth. And that is one of the recipes for hauntings, seeing UFOs, seeing all kinds of things. So basically, that's a bleed-through point. Now, anciently, it looks to me like, in my research, looks to me like ancient man took advantage of these bleed-throughs to communicate with other realms. Being shamanic, this is, you know, very interesting. This is probably why caves were used, is because down in a cave and where no, you know, where just every now and then a stray photon comes through, you would have less resistance to things. Also, water seems to carry some weight in the equation, it seems like some of the most haunted places are also where there is water, which might be why there was this early association with water having to do with the underworld or the next life. As in, Poseidon was originally not just the god of the sea, but the god of the underworld. So, possibly noticing, yeah, the river Styx, yeah. Basically seeing the surface of water as being a doorway to the other world. A lot of people saw it that way. Because, of course, you see, in early days, you would see a reflection in the water. It was an interesting phenomenon to people, no doubt. You would see a world that was just not quite like this one. It was this world, but a little bit different when you looked into that water. And so we have this association with water. We have this association with a low electromagnetic field. And we find that where the ley lines are also where the underground water is, and also where several of the ley lines meet, form a nexus, and at these nexus points, much like the meridians on our body, they are like the meridians on our body, only they're on the Earth, and at these points they have found that we have a weak electromagnetic field on the Earth, and so things can occur. So, having said all that, what has this got to do with Grace? We're coming to a time when we're really, it's going to be to our benefit to really have our emotions cleared. Because as the Earth's electromagnetic field is getting weaker year by year, and it is, measurably so, we are going to hit a point where this thing we call the veil drops. And by drop, what I mean is it's like a field, and the field is going to drop. And you've seen something like this in, no doubt, in science fiction, where they have a force field, and then they drop the force field, and whatever was on the outside can get in, and whatever's on the inside can get out. And, okay, as far as I can tell, what the electromagnetic field is the veil. And the veil is getting thinner year by year as we approach 2012. And I'm not sure 2012 is going to be the exact time, because actually I guess the way that people understand the calendars may be slightly off. So we can't 100% be certain that that's the date. But since it's the date in a lot of people's minds, I'm thinking we're going to magnetize something to that date. Because it's in so many people's minds. 2012. Something is going to be magnetized to that time. People are very emotional over it. People are thinking about it. Some people say nothing's going to happen. Well, maybe nothing's going to happen for them. I don't know. Maybe they're going to be in a different probability. But I think probably, since we still have to deal with consensus, something's going to happen. I mean, something happened over Y2K, but for me it turned out to be something good. You know, it actually was a much nicer day than I'd had in quite some time. It was up here, the 1st of January is very cold usually and nasty. It was nice. I mean, we had summer weather, you know, and we were barbecuing. So to us, we had a really cool effect, but then again, in my reality, I was quite sure I was going to be okay. So here's the thing. Maybe we have a choice about what these things are going to be. And if we have a choice, then I'm setting my choice for that, 2012 is going to be something really, really great. If I have anything to say about it, right? And since I've been saying this, it has been in evidence more and more. I am finding more evidence of it. I am finding evidence to support this very strong claim I have that 2012 need not be a bad thing. So putting a thought like that in action, if you can put something like that in place and get enough people excited about that probability instead of the one you don't want. And it's only fair because we've been manipulated enough, I think. Really, we have dealt with so much. We have been so manipulated by people who know how to do this. Politicians, spin doctors, they know how to manipulate things. They know how to manipulate our thoughts, television, media. This is a very overweight nation because we've got everybody focused on the fact that they're overweight. And so what has happened? Has it made us thinner? No. More and more and more people are overweight. Kinda to me, is it just junk food? Well, I don't think it's just junk food. I think really by focusing on that, we've made it more so and more so and more so. And everything that we've focused on, we've just made it more so. Until now, it's gotten very inflated and huge, and no pun intended. We need to learn how to do this for ourselves so that others don't do this to us. Rather than having it be done to us, we need to learn to do this for ourselves. I think that's the big thing right now. Because as that veil gets thinner, now that I've explained what that veil is the electromagnetic field covering the Earth. Where it is weak, we see bleed-throughs of other realities, of other existences and dimensions. And you know and have heard about what kinds of things happen at those places. You get places like the Bermuda Triangle, and we also have a Great Lakes Triangle. You get some of the great religious places, like the Great Pyramid of Giza is at a weak point. And, there are several other major temples on the Earth erected at places where there are very weak electromagnetic fields on the Earth. Where they're weaker, there are usually edifices to commemorate that spot. We built them there just to kind of mark the spot. Yes, Sedona, Arizona is another one. And New Orleans. I saw that one as I was heading down there during... we were heading down there in the fall near Samhain, and man, I could see that when it was practically physical. Looked like a spider web. It was so, it was a huge nexus, a big swollen nexus, which is where more than one line comes together. Well, this was several lines crossing over that area. And it is a place that has a lot of spidery sort of imagery, too, around that area. So somebody else must be, well, obviously, I'm not the only one that could perceive this. The person that I was traveling with also noticed this. So that's what the Spider Woman thing is. That's what this energy web around the Earth is. It does look like a web. And so basically we know what happens at these points, what kind of things can happen. As the veil gets thinner, that means more of these things are going to happen at places that are not even that, you know, at places where they haven't happened before, perhaps. You know, I would have to say, yeah, as we head for Samhain of 2012, we're probably going to have some real interesting things happen. That, you know, I can't wait to see what's going to happen then, but as this gets thinner and people start to notice that there's more out there than just us, being prepared for that is going to be nice, you know, to your benefit. Being able to deal with that. And I think maybe we're hitting the point where we are easing into that, where we are sliding into that. People are beginning to be more open about this sort of thing, and probably we will hit a point, my prediction is, we'll hit a point where we have to be open about it, because it will be completely undeniable, and I've been told that this is one of the things that's set up to absolutely happen, is something happens that's completely undeniable by anybody, and unable to be covered up. And this will alert people to the fact that, yes, this stuff is real, and they will not be able to hide it. Nobody will be able to hide it for their own purposes anymore. It will be quite obvious, and people will say, oh, okay, well, this is now a fact, okay? So I have not been told what that event will be, and that's okay. I'm fine with that. It'll be an interesting surprise when it happens.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you in world and enjoy our website, dragonintuitive.com.